Hello and welcome to SciComm Bites, short reflections on science communication that you can put into practice right away. I'm Suzanne Whitby, the founder of SciComm Success, and today I'm asking, are we all starting to sound a bit like ChatGPT? In my science communication workshops and coaching, I've been noticing the same phrases popping up in very different places, many, many different disciplines. For example, people are now delving into, they're harnessing the power of, they're telling me it's crucial to, they want to spark interest or imagination. Now let's be clear, these phrases are fine. They may even be good in some contexts. The problem is that they seem to be appearing everywhere. In science, in the media, in business. And when everyone sounds the same, distinct research voices, like yours, risk getting lost. This matters in science communication because human memory depends on distinctiveness as well as clarity. So what can you do? I have three quick ideas that might help you. First, I would like to suggest that you start keeping a voice bank. This isn't complicated, I promise. What you're doing is creating two lists. In the first list, you're making a note of your favorite verbs, metaphors, and phrases, the ones you use all the time. To find these, ask other people if there's anything that they've noticed, and have a look at your past writing. Think emails, papers, presentations, social media. Go through these and see which words and phrases come up time and again. These are likely to be part of your personal communication style. And when you use these words and phrases, you're speaking in your most authentic voice. In the second list, you're doing exactly the same thing, but this time you want to create a list of verbs, metaphors, and phrases that you never use, or of verbs, metaphors, and phrases that really irritate you. These are things that sound and feel inauthentic to who you are and how you communicate. You can find these by listening to other people and being aware of phrases that weirdly come out of the mouths of very different individuals. You might want to spend some time on social media. I know. But this is research, right? LinkedIn in particular, in my view, has some great examples or terrible examples, you decide, of people who are using AI to generate content. The result is that we have content generated by very different authors about very different topics that all sound very samey. They're using the same words and phrases. So these are ways for you to identify these words and phrases that really aren't you. Once you have your list of authentic and inauthentic language, you have a way to check when you're losing your distinct voice and slipping into flattened AI-styled language. Second, if you do use AI, try to make sure that you're using it to help you with structure, not with sentences. This, of course, is easier said than done, particularly if you are writing or trying to communicate in a second or third language. But if you can do this, you will be able to benefit from the clarity that AI is offering in terms of structure, whilst making sure that the sentences sound like you. Authenticity, really important. Finally, whether you're using AI for your writing or not, always have your voice bank, those two lists, to hand so that you can constantly do an AI detox pass of all your writing. Go through your writing line by line, paragraph by paragraph, and check if there are phrases and words that have somehow slipped into your writing that actually appear on your inauthentic list. When you see them, replace them with phrases, words, and verbs that you're much more likely to use from your authentic list. Take some time to cut filler and fluff. Fluff is another word that comes from the AI world. make sure that you're only keeping the words that sound like you. So, three things. Create a voice bank. Use AI for structure, not sentences. And start doing an AI detox pass for all your writing, be that for articles, social media posts, presentations, or emails. AI can be a great tool, but your voice can be the difference between making your science memorable for your readers, or your listeners, or forgettable. And that, dear listener, is it for today. Thanks for listening to SciComm Bites. If you'd like to explore more or bring science communication training to your team or simply get in touch, you'll find me at sciommsuccess.com. I can't wait for you to join me for the next installment. Bye for now.